你看我博买博欧我的观点就Rita Marley. I mean, it's all the ones in the newspapers, all the newspapers are carrying it. All the TV stations are talking about it, and the expectations are very high, especially with what they saw on TV yesterday when we performed for the president. They are costing such session. So, in fact, a lot of people are getting excited about the whole thing, and the whole country is, in fact, looking forward to watching us also on TV, because this is going to be live on TV. I just got a call from the Ghana Embassy complaining that since we came, have been coming, you know, that we were supposed to actually go there yesterday, but because of time schedule, the organizers were not able to, and we had to go meet the president, meet this person, that person, so we were not able to do that. But we'll be doing that tomorrow with the Ghana Embassy. But the ambassador wants to come and watch the show as well.
Fantastic.
It was awesome with Robert Mugabe yesterday. I mean, he was speaking pidgin. Yeah, the moment he saw me, he said, "Oh, you know, bring me fufu." Oh, you chop all. You know, surprise. Surprise. You know, and, you know, when we were from Ghana, and especially when we sang the Wakuto, I mean, he personally requested, he wanted it, that he had heard it when he was in Ghana. And all that, I think it was one of their love songs that they liked. So he asked that I did it because he knew I had a rendition of it.
Mm.
So, I mean, we performed it there as well. You know, he was excited that he should have seen. The media, everybody said that his face beamed very nicely. And then we performed the Mugabe song too. It's almost an anthem here, the Mugabe song.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So let me ask you, how did they find you? How did you connect with Zimbabwe so well?
Yes, nice one. You know that I made a song for Robert Mugabe in 2009 on my album, Voice of the African Rebel. In fact, that song actually is General Lupa. Yes, so I released that song. That was when the sanctions just landed on them. I released it, and not knowing he had heard it, you know, and in fact, they actually tried sending me over here last 2 years, but it did not really work out because of political turmoil here and there. So this year, the man said, no, this man must come and perform at my birthday. And I'm glad to say that I was the only artist, I mean, who was invited to play at his birthday privately for him. You know, and basically, you know, the Pan-Africanist vibe, he knows that I'm a Pan-Africanist, and he knows that I made a song for him, not only me. He knows that I made a song for Nelson Mandela as well. And, you know,
and Barack Obama. How does he feel about you making a song for Barack Obama?
Yes, good one. You know, the country here is not too friendly with Barack Obama. Robert Mugabe, thinks that Barack Obama has not, in fact, treated Zimbabwe very well. So, I mean, if I am performing for him, for Mugabe, I don't have to give him what he doesn't like and what he doesn't believe in, especially this country. They don't really want to hear about Obama.
Mm.
But I came here, I mean, it was in the news. Like, oh, I made a song for Obama, it was huge and blah, blah. The first question they asked me when I started rehearsal here, are you going to do the Obama song? I said, yes. But, you know, when I realized, when I was told, I'm a situation here, and you might not get a very good response. You could play, but you might not get a good response. I just dropped. When I go to play for Obama, I'm not sure that I will be playing Mugabe for him. It has been one year about Mugabe, and once I'm honoring him, that means I give him what he wants.
Interesting. Let me ask you though, generally connected to that. So generally, outside of Zimbabwe, we hear all these stories that make you feel like Zimbabwe is unlivable, so to speak. You cannot uninhabitable. What is Zimbabwe like? What's life in Zimbabwe generally like?
Every little thing. If I let me tell you, blah, blah. In fact, the first day I sat down here, it rained. Every single business I came. Right now, it rained so hard that it just stopped right now. Yesterday, there was a storm in Mashingo. And in fact, three fell down. Zimbabwe is so beautiful. There are the high-rising buildings all over the place. The roads in Harare have no potholes. There's no dulliness. You would be surprised. In fact, all my Ghanaian people, they are shocked. No potholes at all in the CBD of Zimbabwe. And the buildings are high-rising. The people are so well-behaved. There's no traffic in town. You know, you don't see drivers shouting at drivers. You don't see traffic. You don't hear horns. All over the place. It's just so orderly. Food. Look, we have been overfed here. And when we go out, it's the same thing out there. Yes. So, in fact, Zimbabwe, for me, Robert Mugabe has done really, really, really well. If he hadn't, trust me, I would have told
him. Thank you very much, Black Rasta. We look forward to speaking with you again after the big show. And good luck with the show.